Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Getting to your imperial ambitions of the United States, one of the things that I say, and I don't know how you would account for this, but you believe that a lot of the international disputes will be settled through diplomacy versus war.
Right.
But we have two developments right now in China, the top consul of the new premier of China. The three new members of his consul are now all military, the head of the rocket force, the navy, the army. China is spending a lot more money on armaments and particularly nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same thing going on in Russia with the consolidation of power by Putin and then also his ambitions to rebuild the Russian military. Does these conflicts or these imperialistic ambitions, as you see in the U.S., how would that be viewed, for example, like a China or a Russia?
That's hard to say. I'm not real familiar with, you know, the psychological makeup of those societies, so that would be a really tough call for me. Keep in mind, though, that most of these predictions that I'm making here are not going to be happening right away. It's going to mostly start to evolve toward the end of, easily at the end of this decade, but more like around 2015, because the current correction that we're in is going to last for at least another 5 to 10 years, and things usually don't get really bad until the end of a correction, which is one reason why the big breakdown that we saw from 2000 to 2002 in the stock market, despite the size of it and the huge percentage decline that we saw, that we really didn't see the repercussions of that in our economy and haven't really to any great extent. And the reason for that is because that was just the first phase, sort of the shot across the bow of this large correction, and things really won't get bad probably until around 2015. And it's at that time that a lot of these predictions will probably start coming to pass and be much more obvious. So the current circumstances right now will have very little bearing on how things will probably evolve over the next 5 to 10 years. Mention about the royal class and the royal society and the imperialistic ambitions, those are going to be progressing possibly against other countries fighting against us on that, but most likely if it's localized, you know, like Mexico, Canada, and territories, island territories around the U.S., I can't see how that would be of any huge threat to these foreign countries, and how would they stop it anyway. It'd be more of an economic agreement, not necessarily we're not taking over Canada or taking over Mexico by force. It'd be mostly an agreement to do so because it would be in the best interest of everyone. So that's how I see those things happening. I don't really know if we're going to be able to do things across the ocean like we're fighting the war in Iraq, but I don't think we're going to try to take over that country. That would be much more difficult and really cause a lot of problems with our allies and our enemies around the world, I'm sure.